When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Now that President Trump's been impeached by the House again, the Senate will be given that article of impeachment for a trial that won't happen in time to actually remove him from office before Joe Biden's sworn in next Wednesday. Fox's John Roberts.
A top White House official told me that if the paperwork goes over to the Senate today, the White House expects that the trial would probably begin on the 21st. The legal team that handled the president's last impeachment trial in the Senate will not be involved this time around. We're told that entreaties have been made to some outside attorneys who have politely declined.
President-elect Biden this evening speaks about plans for more coronavirus financial relief and faster vaccine delivery. New unemployment claims are up.
There were 965,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal were expecting an increase of 800,000.
Fox's Ginny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Earnest Financial LLC presents Did You Know? Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Folks, it's a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means we got to make time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
I'm over here at a customer's house ripping out a backsplash.
Yes, that's always a good reminder. You don't just do floors.
That's right.
No, we don't. But this customer's extremely picky, and she's yaying about the dust and the dirt and the guys are... Angie's the worst person to work for.
I was going
to
say, it sounds like your wife.
She really is the worst customer I have. Everybody else is all excited to see me, and Angie's like, bird dogging me the whole time, and I'm over here having to do it with the guys. Yeah, just awful.
Good luck firing yourself from that job, too.
Yeah, you can. I tried. But, yeah, it is a reminder. We do backsplashes. We really don't do countertops, but I've got several companies I work with.
Oh, great.
So if you're looking for, like, a countertop, they come in and do the countertops. We come in and do the backsplash and knock it all out seamlessly together. And even have an electrician I work with, if plugs got to be moved or lights, whatever.
Good deal.
So, yeah, we can do all kind of kitchen remodels for y'all if you're looking for a kitchen remodel.
And this also applies to a lot of bathroom remodels as well.
We do bathrooms. We do now, the bathrooms I'll only take on one at a time because they take about a week and a half to do.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it is what it is. To do it right, it takes about a week and a half from the time I tear it out to the time you're actually taking a shower in there.
But, Ray, I see on TV, it only takes them like 20 minutes. We go to commercial, and
yeah,
it's done.
I know. I watch that show, and I'm like, paint the channel, ain't keeping that.
This is fake.
That's right.
This is faker than wrestling.
They're lying to you. But, guys, if y'all need any more work at all, please just call 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Within a couple of weeks, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. When you give them a call, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Thanks, Ray.
And, hey, and Angie's sitting out here pointing at her watch, so I think I need to get back to work.
All right.
All right, bye, guys.
See you, Ray.
Oh, good hearing from Ray. Mm-hmm. Again, folks, check out Prattville Carpet. Prattville Carpet's number, 285-8117. We'll be right back in about 15 shopping seconds.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years, as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Folks, we got to come together, but I got a feeling politics is not going to be the vehicle for that. 272-9228, welcome into the second hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. Yes, as we mentioned, the first hours you've probably seen on the news headlines. The House of Representatives, Democrats joined by 10 Republicans, have voted to impeach the president.
Right.
And they continue to claim, as well as others, including even Jack Dorsey. I can start calling him Doublespeak Jack.
Yeah, you read his comments today?
Doublespeak Dorsey. Yeah, because he's like, well, you know, I stand by what our company did, Bannon Trump, but it's probably a bad precedent.
Right. You know, I just don't get it. Is he?
Yeah, I slept with your wife, but cheating's terrible.
Jesus Christ. Like, I did you a favor.
What are you doing? Come on, Doublespeak Dorsey. That guy's out to lunch.
Jesse Jackson's got nothing on that guy, man.
I don't think he's actually running things. I know he's the CEO. I don't think he's actually running things.
I think he's just a stooge.
Or he built something great, it became this Leviathan, and now he's surrounded by lawyers on every side of him, as well as political forces, all these things. That's the charitable interpretation. He might be a more sly SOB than I'm letting on, but man, that's just bizarre.
Well, can you hold him, when he says statements like that, Joey, can you hold his feet to the fire? Mm-hmm. You're like, well, besides him just dodging the question, basically? Yeah.
Well, given all this talk of incitement, though. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned to Eric, and I appreciate Eric's call yesterday, I like the folks who are lost in the political wilderness because, as Eric said, he doesn't like where Trump has led people, but he also didn't vote for Biden. So I kind of like these independent-minded folks out there. And we were talking about incitement. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, here's the issue. you're not talking about a legal definition of incitement. Folks are sort of throwing around this incitement to violence, all sorts of terms, willy-nilly, loosey-goosey. Hey, and you can remember I've been correcting people. Let's not throw around the word treason and sedition too often. Because, well, we need the legal definitions right. of these things. It used to be treason could be, oh, you looked at the king wrong, all right? But here I want to share a write-up, an article today from Judge Andrew Napolitano. Hadn't shared any of his work in a while. As y'all know, we're following Fox. He hasn't been on Fox often.
In a while.
But he still works for them, technically. And he had a bit of a falling out with the president. And a bit is putting it mildly. But today, here the headline of Andrew Napolitano's column is Trump's speech is protected speech. Napolitano writes, quote, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie offered his understanding last weekend of President Donald Trump's alleged role in the Capitol riots when he said, and this is Christie speaking, if inciting to insurrection isn't impeachable, I don't know what is. He, Christie, must have been addressing the political, ethical, practical, and emotional implications of Trump's exhortations to the crowd. Christie knows that the Constitution expressly requires that the House of Representatives have evidence that the president committed a crime before it can impeach him. Did Donald Trump commit a crime by extorting the crowds on January the 6th? In a word, no. Here is the backstory. Any analysis of the criminal implications of speech must begin with the plain language of the First Amendment, which reads in part, Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech. James Madison, who drafted the Bill of Rights, insisted that the article, quote-unquote, the, precede the word freedom, as in the freedom of speech, so as to make it manifestly clear that those who proposed and ratified the First Amendment recognized that the freedom of speech, preceded the existence of government. And that's what I truly believe. That your rights precede government. You put together governments to protect those rights that already existed and can be logically understood through argument, understood as evidenced by the wisdom of our ancient traditions and those developed in common law that stretches back hundreds, if not thousands, of years. These things existed before, certainly our current government. To the signers of the Declaration of Independence and the ratifiers of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech, along with other freedoms, is a natural right because it comes of our humanity, not from the government. I recount this brief history, writes Judge Andrew Napolitano, and offer this philosophical nuance because the freedom of speech is supposed to be a bulwark against the prosecution's for speech. Thomas Jefferson once argued that so long as the speaker neither picked his pocket nor broke his legs, all the speaker's words are protected. Stated differently, before anyone can be prosecuted for speech, the court must find that there is no legitimate, nonviolent purpose to the speech and no time for the listeners to hear countervailing speech. That was the understanding of the freedom of speech at the creation of our republic. Sadly, and you'll be shocked to know this, Eddie, sadly, that understanding gave way to the exercise of raw power, animated by the fear of losing power when Congress, in 1798, during the presidency of his rotundity, John Adams,
hey now,
enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts. One of those acts made it a crime to utter, quote, false, scandalous, or malicious, unquote, speech against the government or the president, or to utter speech in opposition to the government's efforts to shore up defenses from a war with France that never came about. By the way, you notice, you can't say false, scandalous, or malicious speech against the government or the president. It didn't include the vice president, because at the time Jefferson was vice president, and he's like, don't include me in all that crap. It is hard to accept that some of the same human beings who ratified Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech also enacted laws that abridge speech. But they did. Eventually, Jefferson defeated Adams for president, and the Federalists in Congress repealed the anti-speech portion of their own acts, lest the Jefferson administration have it available for repression against them. That was hardly necessary as Jefferson pardoned those who had been convicted under Adams for uttering speech in violation of the acts. Regrettably, the history of free speech in America is not the history of patient governmental tolerance. Rather, it is the history of the government violating the First Amendment. Even in the present era, the so-called Patriot Act of 2001 forbids the recipient of a non-judicial search warrant, a warrant for which one federal agent has authorized another to search business or financial records in the custody of a record keeper, say like a physician, somebody running a bank, or a lawyer. This is all in violation of the Fourth Amendment. But it forbids anybody who's been given these non-judicial warrants from using speech to tell anybody about receiving these warrants. From time to time, the Supreme Court has entered this gloomy picture in an effort to define just how far one can go with uttering words that the government hates or fears. Its most significant modern advance came in the unanimous opinion in 1969 called Brandenburg v. Ohio. In that case, Clarence Brandenburg, a despicable figure, a KKK leader, set out to incite violence against Jews and blacks in Washington, D.C. But he did so by encouraging violence at a rally in Hamilton County, Ohio. Though he acknowledged that violence was his purpose, he claimed his words were protected political speech. He was convicted under an Ohio law that prohibited inciting violence, even though the violence never came about. The Supreme Court reversed his conviction, holding that it violated the First Amendment. The court ruled that all innocuous speech is absolutely protected, and all speech is innocuous when there is time for more speech to rebut it, before the harm that it advocates comes to pass. Since Brandenburg spoke in Ohio and the violence he sought to foment was to have occurred in Washington, D.C., there was time for saner heads to utter speech rebutting his hateful words. Now back to President Trump's own words on January 6th. President Trump has been accused of inciting violence by saying, "Get ready to fight. It's going to be wild. Fight for Trump. Fight much harder. Get rid of the weak Congress people." And later, "We love you." And by the way, all these are snippets. I encourage you to go read the transcript yourself or watch the speech yourself. Especially people are selectively editing. The president's speech ended at 12:45 p.m. and the Capitol was breached at 2:15 p.m. The essence of criminal incitement is immediacy. On January 6th, because there was time for more speech to rebut what the president said, his words are protected. He could not be prosecuted or even sued for them. If he were impeached for uttering words that are not obviously criminal, Congress would be violating the Constitution. And Napolitano ends by saying, "I write this as a constitutional analysis, not a political one. The First Amendment protects the speech we hate and fear. It even protects speech that harms. The remedy for harmful speech is not punishment. It is more speech. The courts know this. Congress needs to know it as well." I enjoyed that column because I also think what Trump said, it wasn't incitement in the first place. He literally called for peace, peaceful protests, give these people backbone, these sorts of things. But the House of Representatives moved forward yesterday. The Senate looks like we'll sit on it because they're not going to reconvene until the 19th, one day before Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. is sworn in as the 46th president of these United States. Impeach 46! Impeach 46! Is that the game we're going to play now?
Well, yep.
Some Republicans already are.
I'll be selling the T-shirt this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, you should get on that, actually.
And actually, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, get some bumper stickers. Let's get in. Let's make a little gravy, baby.
Don't threaten me with a good time, buddy.
Well, 272-9228, 272-9228 is my co-host Jack Campbell, who had to step off for whatever reason. Mentioned Rudy Giuliani is now looking like he's not going to get paid.
What?
Well, yeah, especially after the impeachment. Trump's like, "Rudy, did you deliver any of the goods?"
There you go. So hold on. We got a president like Trump that went into probably a contract of some sort with Rudy, and the agreement was this will all go away.
Hmm.
Rudy couldn't deliver. Now Trump don't want to pay. I don't blame him. You did not give me the services you told me you could render.
Right. So we'll see what comes of that. But, you know, Trump's the type who's like, "I told you to paint the gazebo red, not white. All right? So I'm not paying you. Take me to court." 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. Why not, if you got a plumbing problem, save this number in your phone so when that problem does actually pop up, you can call Cole immediately. 279-8919, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business for a reason. In fact, many reasons, but in particular, this proprietary pipelining technology that allows the team there at Cole Plumbing to get in there, solve the problem with precision and expertise with minimal discomfort to you in your home. That means they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard, not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall. No, with precision and expertise, they can solve that plumbing problem, big or small. They can also install tankless water heater technology, maybe a new toilet, maybe a new bidet. Like, Eddie sent me a picture of a homemade bidet.
Yeah, I'm going to send that to James.
The other day, and I was like, oh, Lord, that's that. No, call Cole Plumbing before you try to do it yourself.
Right, they didn't call Cole, did they?
Yes, so call Cole today, 279-8919, 279-8919, or you can go online to coleplumbing.com. Thank you to James Cole, the entire Cole family there at Cole Plumbing, for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program, East. Jeff, Joe, hold your positions. More news and views when we come back. And like I said, we got to come together. But I doubt politics is going to be the vehicle for any sort of unity. Not in the near future. We'll be right back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, a great combination.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
an equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Welcome back, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And Joe gave us a call, so let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just like to say I'm not a Trump supporter, but what they've been doing, the Democrats, since Trump's been elected, is absurd. And
yes,
they have not followed the law. They've just incited anarchy, and anarchy breeds anarchy. They're just as responsible for what happened at the Capitol building as anybody else. And like you said in the last segment, they keep talking about insurrection and inciting. Have they showed a single clip where he spoke? Because you know, if he actually did something that was legally insurrection, they would be playing it on a loop every 5 minutes.
Right.
And the hypocrisy that they have is just unbelievable. And I voted for both Democrats and Republicans. As a matter of fact, 4 years ago, I could not wait to vote for a Democrat in 4 years against Donald Trump. And I absolutely would not vote for a Democrat now if you paid me, because they've lost their flipping minds.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's actually the process I've gone through, where I did not vote for Trump in 16, didn't vote for Clinton either. And as I watched the way the Democratic Party, let's say the party leadership, went about going after Trump, like, what is this? McCarthyism all over again? You working hand-in-hand with corporate press and, like, intelligence leaks? I thought this was the anti-war party. I thought this was the party that worried about surveillance powers and Fourth Amendment rights. And no, they worry about power.
Right, and they said, and there was a video somebody made online about, stop making me stand up for Trump, you know, because people were saying he's a racist. He's not a racist. He's a lot of things.
Wait, are you talking about Lou Perez?
I don't know who
did the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but somebody did an internet, stop making me support Trump, and it was, people would say things that are lies and they're not true. And if you want to talk about somebody, talk the truth. And you look at what's happened in the last few years about how we have constitutional amendments or constitutional arguments that are made up out of whole cloth. Whether you agree with them or not, I mean, they go back to the same thing. They just create them out of thin air. But then the actual constitutional, the founding 10 bills, the Bill of Rights, the foundation for our government, the freedom of speech, the freedom to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. They're crystal clear. And for them to constantly be attacking those rights is not what government is for.
Well, I completely agree, but if you look at the history of this country, after we got that Bill of Rights, those first 10 amendments, they put those rights, those amendments, in the hands of lawyers, which is to say professional liars, and started manipulating it as often, as quickly as they could. And it's always a fight back and forth. There's always a tension there, unfortunately. And if we're going to have any unity in this country, it has to be, in my mind, along a plan of liberty. If it's just a fight for who gets the ultimate power, oh, it's going to be real ugly real fast.
You're absolutely right. It has to be about liberty. It has to be about the people's right, not the government, what the government does to us. The people gave a government authority. The government does not give us our rights. We already had those. Like you said, we were born with those rights.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that where we ended up, or how we've ended up in the last 20 years, from it really started with Clinton and then to where we are now, is we're so polarized that we government can't function. It can't function because all they do is one group gets elected and they're politicking for the next 4 years to cancel. And now we've created this cancel culture where you make people not even want to be part of government or part of anything. They're scared to say anything because they're going to be a racist or a fascist. I mean, Antifa. Yes. They want to see fascists. Look in the mirror. You're the fascist.
Well, I appreciate the call, Joe. And just always remember, the Berlin Wall was called the Anti-Fascist Protection Rampart,
Freedom Wall.
And thank God it came falling down. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How y'all doing?
Good, Jack. I got a thought for you. A good old paper, USA Today. which I think has become a communist rag. Anyway, somebody sent me an article. Socialism is going to take over college football.
Yeah.
The headline is, How to Break Up Nick Saban Monopoly at Alabama to Improve College Football. Are you? And
that
then I read.
Really
I think. I think it's a joke. So I start reading the article. These idiots are serious. They're talking about redistributing talent. Are you kidding me?
And you know that ESPN radio guy Colin. I call him Cowherd. I think it's Coward.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Well, I saw him having a discussion the other night about that very subject about how. And the other guy said, well, I think we need to go to a 14-team playoff. And Colin was saying that the SEC has too much clout in the NCAA. And, I mean, it was just, I thought the same damn thing, Eddie. I thought, what are they taking equity and all that to college football? I'm sorry, you know.
That's ludicrous.
I mean, honest to God, I'm sorry these other conferences aren't as good.
Right, that's what spurs competition. You know, it wasn't too many years ago.
And that competition spurs cooperation. You know how many, beyond the number of rings Saban has won, what,
18
seven?
Rings.
Well, how many does he won, seven or eight?
At least seven, I think, yeah.
Seven, I think, with this last one. Despite all the rings, all the championships, and he won other schools too. I mean, the guy, imagine how many men he has raised.
Exactly.
That will go on to do great things for their community, for this country, and in their own lives, beyond football and beyond the field. I mean, this, that drives me crazy.
You're
not making it fun or fair anymore. You sound like a loser.
Right. And if I remember not too many years ago, USC was such a great, powerful team. There were several NFL teams they could have beat. That's just competition. And now look at USC. They can't even compete. It just bothers me that, you know, hey, we got to look at the winners because we're losers. We got to look at the winners and how can we tear them apart? Well, we all need to share some of those winners.
Let's change the rules, not actually get better.
Yeah.
Good God. That's what reminded me of politics.
Well, that's
right,
why China's kicking our butts, man.
it's just crazy.
That is crazy. I'd not seen that. Thank you for that, Eddie.
Yeah, it was a couple of people said it to me, and I thought, like, The Onion. You know, it's so ludicrous. It's makes me sick.
272-9228. Yeah, it feels like the whole nation is on a ludicrous speed from Spaceballs.
I just don't understand it.
It reminds me, it's like emergency stop. And on the side, you remember that Mel Brooks movie, Jack? On the side, it says emergency stop, never use.
Never use.
Yes.
When they go to cancel the self-destruct countdown, the self-destruct abort button's out of order. What are you, Colonel Sanders? Chicken? Oh, let's go to Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob, you there? We might have lost Rob.
Where are you, Rob? Chicken?
He might have mooted himself.
3, 2, 1... Okay, call's back, Rob. We got to hit a break anyway. 272-9228. Our friend who calls the show, Jack, a Tiger?
Yeah.
His real name is Ernest Claiborne III.
Right.
And, or Clay, yeah, I think it's Claiborne, right?
Claiborne or Claiborne?
This is Claibon. Somebody needs to correct that if that's a typo on their imaging. But he is running for District 3 City Council. The seat just vacated after the tragic passing Tracy Larkin. So hope to have him on. He wants to come on. He reached out. So hope to have him on to talk about that, his candidacy for City Council District 3. And anybody else running for the seat.
I don't think he and I agree politically much, but I think he's a very thoughtful guy, and I think he would probably listen to both sides of every argument.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I've found him to be, even when we disagree, a reasonable person, and that's the type of person you need.
Yeah,
on the
he's very reasonable.
You need the reasonable man, definitely, in law and in politics. 272-9228. 272-9228. Oh, Lord, some lost soul lost $220 million investing in Bitcoin.
Not it.
That's what you get for selling, you dope.
You want to buy some Bitcoin, Joey?
Not from you.
Come on, Joey. I got three in my pocket right now.
No, you don't. They're not.
They say Bitcoin on them.
Oh, so that's what's in your pocket.
I'm not glad to see you.
Two seven two nine two two eight. It's okay. Eddie's a dad. He's allowed to say stuff like that. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And I suppose the answer to that question is yes. That is how we're going to conduct ourselves in a democracy. Just all the ways we've seen. All the different yelling. Conduct that we've witnessed. 272-9228. Yo, yelling, screaming, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, did you see the metal detectors that they have at the Capitol now?
At the National Cap in D.C.? No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I thought they've had that.
I thought so, too, but they're forcing everyone, ever since we had the little purge there, they're forcing everyone to go through the metal detectors, and...
Yes, and she was, and it's Nancy Pelosi's deal.
Yep.
And she was getting even members of Congress to go through it, and it was taking them as long as 30 minutes to get through there, because, you know, they had so much, you know, like things they had to check that would set the detectors off. I mean, it's kind of a joke.
Several Republicans went around it the first day, and now Nancy has come out and said, we will fine you if you dodge the metal detectors. Yeah.
Good Lord.
But now let me tell you, if after what happened there, if I were in their shoes, I'd rather have a gun on me. I mean, I'd like to have a gun on.
How long has it been since you've seen the movie Matilda?
Well, it's been a couple years. But
yeah, I think Pelosi would fit right in as headmaster
there. Yes, she would.
That's
a really good...
Good God.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
And do you remember Lauren Boebert, Jack? The new freshman congresswoman from Colorado?
No.
She's the one who, you know, made headlines because she insisted that she could carry a sidearm, that she could carry a firearm on her person. Like she does in Colorado. Big Second Amendment person. And they're like, oh, what do you need that for? Why would you need to be able to defend yourself? We got the Capitol Police for that. And then, you know, the events of last week happened. But, of course, they're now saying, well, I think members of Congress are implicated in this.
Yeah.
And beyond just the, oh, they use rhetoric we don't like. They're actually suggesting there might have been members of Congress that showed Taurus.
Taurus, that's right.
I always didn't trust Taurus. I don't even trust myself when I'm a Taurus. Like,
I could see you being a really touristy tourist.
Yeah?
Yeah, taking pictures, getting on locals' nerves. And
wearing the fanny pack and
Crocs. Oh, definitely. Fanny pack, bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know why I'm losing my voice, but y'all remember, y'all are too young, Governor John Patterson, who served from 1958 to 1962, the only guy to ever beat Wallace. Well, he was later appointed to the Court of Criminal Appeals. And he used to carry a sidearm into the courtroom, even though it was prohibited, because he said one time to me, well, hell, you never know what kind of, you know, if you have a domestic relations case or something like that, you don't know what kind of crazy some bitches are coming into that courtroom. So he used to carry a damn pistol under his robe.
I don't blame him.
No, I don't blame him either. Hell.
And I would think of all people, like, if you're a member of Congress, I don't know, that just seems bizarre. No, you're not allowed. And the fact that Pelosi's going to these lengths. Well, I mean, here's the deal. This year has proven anything. It's that the government cares more about protecting itself than protecting its population.
Mm-hmm. That's, definitely. I
mean, that's generally the rule. Well, but then they'll use the excuse, we're doing this for your own good, in order to advance their power and control.
I remember my mom and dad used to tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like it then, but at least they were your mom and dad.
Yeah, I actually believed that they were looking out for my best interest.
Yeah.
And they weren't taxing me to death either.
Right. Actually, they gave you an allowance.
Yeah,
right?
They were pretty good people.
You bought your first fanny pack that way.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. Bam.
Fanny pack, bam.
272-9228.
You know they were talking about Nancy's dress yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, I seen a meme, and I can't find it. I seen it last night, but somebody had her with that dress on and with the Nazi memorabilia.
Oh, sure.
And it kind of fit. It kind of fit, I got to be honest. Had swastika arm thing, and then had a big swastika on her chest. That's how I see her, man. It's my way or the highway, damn by country. You're doing it for me.
I don't see her as a Nazi.
I do.
I see her as a longtime creature of Washington, D.C., who's played the game pretty well. She now has massive authority and power because I think she knows where all the bodies are buried.
Oh,
she knows where all the money is, all the little levers to pull are, and she's been able to wrangle in the Democratic Party. And because of that, she is now, I think, this is, I think, her last go-around. And so she's going to wield the power she has. I mean,
burn some bridges, you think?
Yeah, all in. Let's push it all in to the pot. And so that could end up looking fairly ugly.
Good.
272-9228. This hour of news and views, as you already probably know, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Jack, why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
Because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
There really is a difference. In fact, Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They have the best rates in the state, the best rates in town. You cannot beat Alabama Home Mortgage when it comes to pricing. And that's why if you're sitting on a rate of 4%, 5%.
Man, you call them.
Call them. Grab that mortgage statement and call Kim Williams and the team at 567-4223, 567-4223. And they'll get you a lower rate, which means probably cutting down your monthly payment. For many of our listeners, that's been in the hundreds of dollars they've saved a month. They skip up to two payments when they're refinanced with Alabama Home Mortgage. So you have to skip two payments, and when you start paying again, it's cheaper than before you refinance. And whether you're doing this to get money stress out of your life, it's always good to reduce that financial stress. Or you're looking to reinvest back in yourself or into your property. These are all great strategies there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And they can also strategize with you, so to speak, if you are looking to be a first-time home buyer. It all starts with pre-approval, and they'll walk you through every step of the home buying process all the way to closing day. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. Their website, myalabamahomemortgage.com. MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com, or give them a call. Again, 567-4223, 567-4223, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. You want to talk to Clint, Jack?
Sure.
Clint, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I need to meet Eddie Bader one day because I met you guys, you and Jack, because first time I met Jack, he was fighting out pizza.
I was what, Clint?
You fighting on that pizza?
Pizza?
At Baumhauer's.
I remember meeting you down there downtown.
Yeah, I remember that.
My goodness. You know, Congress has already broke the Constitution by bringing in the National Guard. It's against the law, unconstitutional, to use military, the American military against American civilians.
To use the National Guard, it's unconstitutional?
To bring, against American civilians.
I don't believe it, calling in the National Guard through a governor and a mayor, along with the federal assets in D.C., is the same thing as violating posse comitatus.
Are you going to tell me a National Guard soldier is going to gun down another veteran because he or she is protesting? Can't do that. Unlawful.
Not because they're protesting.
But Congress has done away with the Constitution. From here on, you can throw the Constitution out the door, Joy Clark, in the Bill of Rights.
Clint, were you listening earlier?
I was, yes, sir.
Yeah, Congress violated the Constitution right after they put the Constitution in place. Like, it's a tradition to be violating the Constitution. I don't think it's completely gone. So I hear where you're coming from. There are a lot of people sharing your opinion, but let's stop it with this. It's all over. It's all over. We're doing. Hold your head up. We'll fight another day.
Oh, my head. My head's up. It always will be.
Good.
And, you know, I like peace and quiet. There's no need for all this bull crap. And that part you read from the judge, I mean, that man, he's 100% right. The president did not incite no riot. I mean, Joey Clark could go out today and say, hey, let's go to the streets, let's kill a bunch of people. That's your freedom of speech. you have the right to say that. Now, would Joey Clark say that?
No.
No, he would not.
But with all
freedoms, you have that right.
Yeah, but with all freedoms, there comes responsibility.
Yes.
And so,
absolutely.
That's why we don't
agree with that.
Fire in a theater and that type of thing.
No, that wasn't.
No, you don't do that. You do the right thing.
Thank you, Clint.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See you, bud.
I'm trying not to be pedantic.
Do not dare.
But the fire in a crowded theater thing, that was part of a dissent that is, to me, like the most bizarre legal opinion. It's like he's pulling it out of thin air.
Huh?
No, because the reason you don't yell fire in a crowded theater isn't because, it's property rights. Like, you go, you buy a movie ticket, it's a tacit agreement that, hey, let's not disrupt the thing. But if there's an actual fire, you can yell fire. And if you yell fire in a crowded theater,
and
they're
going to fire?
And there's no fire, they're going to pull you out because you're disrupting the movie. And when you bought your ticket, you were supposed to sit there, unless it's, a horror movie here in Montgomery. Then you can say all you want. Goodness.
Who wrote that dissent?
I can't remember.
I think it was Oliver Wendell Holmes.
It might have been. But it was a dissent, and it's actually like a footnote. I'm trying to, the photographs in my mind are coming back, but a lot of folks cite that, so I get why Eddie said it. But it's not much of a legal standard at all. I think even Don Lemon was correcting Chris Cuomo the other night, which... These folks. And did you hear what Jake Tapper said the other day, Jack?
No.
He was talking about a particular congressman. I have to pull up the clip. He's like, well, this man lost his legs in Iraq to fighting for democracy, but I don't know how much he cares about democracy here at home. It's like, what? What was that, Jake?
God.
And speaking of CNN, they are now canceling their airport network. No more CNN at airports all over the country and the world.
Really?
Yeah, flights are down because of the pandemic, but also last time I was in an airport, I don't look at the screens in the airport for my information. You got a smartphone. And I think Zucker put out a statement to that effect. That people get their news from their phones.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're not even watching us. So
when's
why
last
are we
time
you've
been in an airport? Last year when you went to Washington?
No, for my brother's wedding, and when I flew, out of Pensacola into Philly, into New York State, into Albany.
Albany?
Mm-hmm.
Some friends of mine they're in Colorado now, and I asked them about traveling, and through the airports, they went to Atlanta on over, and they said it was great, because it wasn't crowded. But they did say that the stewardess and everyone around the plane reminded you need to be on your best behavior. Yeah. I forget the words they use, but she was like, it was like my grandmother was telling me, when I'm 5 years old, when I get on the plane, you better be on your best behavior.
Every time I've flown, I've learned just keep to yourself.
Just shut up,
sit down. Shut up, sit down, sleep if you can.
Exactly.
Don't fart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What if you're in a middle seat and the lady next to you won't give up the window? A price has to be paid, Joey.
And
well, the good thing about a fart on an airplane, you don't know where it came from.
Tis true. Tis true, Jack Campbell. Tis true. Very good. Very good.
Very good. Very good.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
And we got Simple Man on the line. Hey, Simple Man.
Morning, fellas. Hope y'all are doing good. Just wanted to touch on something you were talking about. I was outside my truck. I leave the door open and turn my engine off right here. You guys talking while I'm working around it. You had a little short conversation about open carry. And I'm just, you know, I can tell you were talking. But I'm just
saying. Are you on Bluetooth or speaker?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. But we were talking about Lauren Boebert in particular. She's a new freshman congresswoman from Colorado. Big sec.
Yeah, let me. I had to catch up. I took it off Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
all
good.
Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, Lauren Boebert, and she wanted to be able to carry in the Capitol, around the Capitol, because she was used to doing that at home, and she got. Caught all sorts of hell, though she did get an exception. And then you see what happened last week, and it's like, well, maybe you should be able to defend yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
She got an exception. Oh, isn't that something? She got an exception.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called into this show back when Baron Coleman was on this show and talked to him about this very thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting to get a kind of a lawyer answer. He poo-pooed me right away, you'd never win that case. And I asked him the question, is how can a business, open to the public business, with a license, they licensed by the local municipalities, licensed by the state, however they want, however that works, how can they put up a sign saying no open carry in this store,
Well, it's actually what I was saying about the movie theater and yelling fire. It's when you go into private grounds, you have to go by the private rules. As there are some exceptions, but that has more to do with basic standards. But yeah, if I'm not going to do this, but if I invited you to my home and I said you can't bring your gun in here or any alcohol, it's a dry house, a gun-free home. You'd have to abide by that, and then you're bringing up a private business open to the public. I think businesses can set their own ground rules for that, but then say, you have a movie theater, and tragically we've seen this, where some theaters have been attacked by lone gunmen. I think there's a good argument that the theater is not providing security, and people get hurt on their grounds after depriving them of that right to be able to carry.
True.
Then you have a massive lawsuit on your hands. That said, how good does it do if you weren't able to defend yourself? But that's kind of, I think, how it works. It's think of it in terms of property rights and boundaries.
Yeah. Well,